Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, as I am every Wednesday. We just had USD 383 school board member Pat Hutchins and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed on the show to start things off. If you missed that a little later today, you can go on newsradiokman.com, go to the On Demand tab. You can get caught up on today's In Focus, yesterday's, last week, last year, for pretty much as long as we've been archiving them. You can check that out. We'll talk with Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette here in just a second. Looking at Thursday, giving a little preview of what's coming up on In Focus, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler will be on Thursday morning with Kathy Dawes. Friday is a full house. It usually is Friday. We usually get a lot of folks in Focus on Friday. Greg Eyestone with Riley County Extension. Melissa Colby with Riley County Senior Service. We'll have some Parks and Recs folks coming in. And Hogtoberfest with Becky Fitzgerald will be talked about, along with Bud Cox with the Cox Brothers Group. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call, 785-537-1350. But again, now I'm here with Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette. Jim, welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good.
You seem good.
I'm wonderful.
Enjoying the weather?
Love this weather. Yeah, great weather.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I could take 10 months of this and 2 months of a little warmer.
Yeah, that's probably fair. Yeah. That's probably fair. And as I told Eric and Pat, we're in the middle of October now. The memories of summer are starting to fade, and we're really kind of deep into the school routine now. How are things going at MATC?
It's crazy busy, good busy. A lot of good stuff going on. Our enrollment was up. We were actually up 12.2% from last fall. You know, the regents released their enrollment data a week or two ago, and the emphasis was on the decreases, especially at the universities. And they didn't focus on the other enrollment in the state. And the tech colleges, there are six of them, and five of the six had growth. Wichita Tech, double digit. Flint Hills Tech, double digit. Manhattan Tech, double digit. And that kind of went overlooked. I think it reinforces what the message has been for the last several years. Tech ed's the hot ticket. The jobs are there. They're good jobs. You don't need to spend as much in higher ed to get the job, to get the training. But again, it's a reminder that tech ed's not a dead end. A lot of people still think it's vo-tech. It's not. It's tech ed. It's college education. And it's more seamless to go on. You want to go on to K-State, that's great. But you can come learn to be a nurse, a welder, whatever, then go on to K-State. And that's one of the messages we try to push with the high school kids is, we're just one step in your overall process for higher education and training and good careers, good jobs. So we're happy. Enrollment's up. 5 years ago, we had no high school students taking classes early with us. None. Zero, you know. This semester, we have over 400, 320 at Manhattan High alone. And we anticipate that will keep growing. And again, that's due to a lot of good work of our staff and faculty, as well as the school district folks, and the chance to sell what we do to those high school students. And they take both general education classes and tech ed classes.
That 12% increase in enrollment for this fall, where does that, is that a, where does that rank, I guess, in past years? Is that
high? It's pretty high. I mean, and since I've been here, I'm in my third year, and it's the highest increase we've seen. Last year, we were down about 3%, which we anticipated. And I actually anticipated we'd be flat to down this year because the local economy is so strong. And so we were pleasantly surprised. A big boost on because of the high school students. Where we tend to lose students is on the upper end. They don't complete the program because they get a job offer. On our tech ed side, almost every program, you have an internship or, you know, on-the-job experience. And if you're any good, because the local regional economy is so strong, you usually get that person says, hey, why don't you just come work for me? So we try to push, please complete the program, but I don't anticipate people turning down good jobs when they have a chance to get a good job.
And I thought you brought up a pretty good point just a little earlier in the way we think about it, because everybody usually thinks about that as far as just a singular step, and you talked about it's a series of steps, and mm-hmm. I think most people don't think about the fact, like, you can do that,
right.
Get that basically job-ready sort of training,
right.
And you have that in your back pocket if you still want to go to K-State.
That's right. If you learn to be a welder, no matter what happens with the economy, you can probably have a job. But if you're good at welding, you can probably have a job, plus keep going on to school if you want to. I think many people need to look at tech ed to get some training, And then think about going on, because, again, you look at the natural demographics of our society. There are a lot of good small businesses all around our region. Not all of them have any succession plans. So I think kids in particular have a good shot at learning a trade, getting hired by a business, and maybe either taking over that business or starting their own, because they learn the combination of the trade, and they could then use K-State for a lot of good business skills.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette. And Jim, does it really kind of harken back to past times when it used to have this sort of economy and society kind of built on apprenticeships, right, and those sort of things? Right. Like you go and learn from somebody and
it's coming back.
Yeah, it seems like it's kind of coming back.
Yeah. Well, you know, so one of the questions I've had from some of the area businesses is like, put in a plumbing program. I say, that's great. What plumber is going to give up what they currently make in income to come teach for me? Because my folks, they don't make as much as if they actually practiced the craft that they know. They're all giving up salary to be a teacher. And when I say that, then the industry folks kind of go, oh, I didn't think about that. And so more and more, it's that interaction of us with the industry for the training, where we give some core skills, but if the people can go out there for an apprenticeship, an internship, and they learn more hands-on, they learn more direct application of why we're teaching them the basics. We're stressing good job skills. Show up to class on time. Stay awake. Stay attentive. Some of our programs have uniforms or shop shirts, again, trying to reinforce what's expected when you get on the job. But the sooner we can get them into those job settings or work with a company that has an apprenticeship program, and we can provide avenues to turn that into college credit. So while they're learning the apprenticeship, we can work with them like in building trades to actually get the building trade certificate or degree. We have great flexibility. Again, I see that as one of our advantages in tech ed, to work with business and industry, be very flexible, be responsive. And in our case, I think it's easier for us to be proactive working with business and industry instead of reactive.
In the first half hour, we had Manhattan Ogden USC 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Pat Hudgens, and they really talked about the partnership they have with you guys, and you rattled off some of those high school numbers that you got in. I don't think it's a surprise that you maybe have those. Was this a partnership with USC 383 that's relatively recent? Was it just not there in the past?
The discussions have been going for a couple of years. What really turned it around this last year is the Manhattan Chamber created a task force on education and workforce, really concentrating on 383 and Manhattan Tech. And what can we do? Because in the Manhattan region, in our area, it's not just Manhattan, the economy is strong. If you look at regional community-based economies in the state, we're one of the strongest. The only way that continues is if we can feed the workforce. And we need to feed it at the ground level with the high school kids, with middle school kids learning, here's the opportunities you have. And to give them the understanding that you can still, again, a lot of people think I'm trying to cut K-State out. No, I'm trying to prepare people for good jobs and use K-State. So you have the chance to get that trade. You can start in high school because of things the regents have put in place. You can get the training a little cheaper from us than other places. Get that job. If you're good at it, for instance, we have a drafting program. You get good at being a drafter, an engineering firm in the region may hire you and then may actually pay your way to go get that engineering degree at the university. So I think that message is getting across to the students, the parents, the teachers, the counselors. Save a little money, get the tech ed as a start, kind of figure out what you want to do. You can always take the next steps through the university or whatever you want to do. At the same time, the job market is so strong. When I talk to a lot of the boys in particular, it's like, if you want that new pickup truck, you come learn to be a welder, you come learn to be an electric lineman, you come learn to be a nurse, you're probably going to get that truck a lot quicker going through tech ed to start with. And they kind of run the numbers and you can see them going, yeah, I can save money on education, I can get the job, and I like that truck over there in the parking lot.
It's always a good incentive.
Yeah.
It really does kind of speak on just the overall educational opportunities in this region, just the way you can kind of mix and match and do all sorts of stuff. Really is a special place in the state and the country to do a lot of things. Let's go ahead and go to our last break of the hour, and we'll come back and close out things, talk more about education with MATC President Jim Jeanette right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We'll be right back.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit SNW.